Hi, Lori. Can you hear me
now?
Oh,
my gosh. I'm like...
Lori? Hello? Lori?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Okay, now I can. I'm like, don't hang up yet because I don't know what's going on.
No problem.
I was on my end. I was like, what do I do? I didn't head up there yet because I wasn't sure.
No, it's on my end. It's on my end. My internet went out, so I don't know this yet. This is just a test call that I made you.
Oh, well, here's the thing. How am I going to get a hold of you if I deposit it, and then what?
Okay. So you told me around 3. You want me to call you back in about a half an hour?
Yeah. And if you can't reach me, you know, somehow your phone's not working or something.
Yes.
Then email me or text me back. Hello? Hello? Hello?
I can email.
Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, so if you can't get through or something, or if you know if something goes wrong, then just keep trying at 3 o'clock from then on, you know, and then email me or text me when you get the money. How about that?
Okay. You want me to try to around
at 3 o'clock? Yeah,
now?
At 3 o'clock.
Okay. I'll process it at 3 o'clock, and I'll text you when it goes through. Okay.
Yeah, but don't give up on it because I don't want no one else to get it because it's happened already again with someone else and I'm like, and I was going to pay someone else and I'm like, and then it's not all in there and I'm like, well, what happened to the money? So.
Okay. I won't forget. I'll keep my eye out on and I'll process it for you until it goes through. You know me. I'll try it every 15 minutes, okay?
Well, but what happens if you get busy or you're on something, you know, I don't know. If something happens.
No, I even if I'm on the phone, I can pull up your call on a side bar and still process it. And if I'm
okay.
Having trouble with my internet still, I can have the manager process it. So either
okay.
way, I'll try it after 3 o'clock, okay?
All right. Because I'm like, I'm worried
okay.
and I'm like, well, I don't know what to do. You know, I don't want to go down there and then I can't get a hold of you, you know, kind of thing. And then what?
But you know
and
what?
It'll be my fault that somebody else took the money out.
Yeah, no, the phone is starting to work better now, so maybe it's coming back. My our owner of our company, just so that you know, he also owns a local internet company. So the problem I'm having with the internet, he's able to fix it. So he told me right before lunch they were going to reset the frequencies. I don't know what that means. But all of a sudden, I can hear you better. Can you hear me better, too?
That's because I moved into a different spot. Because when I move into a different spot with you, it's all of a sudden you just cut out or something. I don't know.
Oh, okay. So,
No, never mind. It works fine now. I can hear you. I come into another area. You're doing good.
Okay, so maybe they fixed it. I told him to text me back when it was fixed, but I didn't hear from him. So I thought I would call you just as a test call. But it sounds...
Oh.
It sounds like it's working good. So
yeah, it was cutting out at first. You know, when you first called me, it was just
yep.
cutting out, and I'm like, "Hello, I don't know, I can't hear you." So, but
yeah,
now if I go
here.
Into it, yeah, now I can hear you all the time.
Okay, so you can call me at 3. It sounds like it's working. So you just call me when you're ready to process, and I'll pick up the phone and I'll process it for you then. Okay.
You might not be able to pick it up though.
If not, I'll try to process it anyway. If I see that you're calling, I'll still try to process it. Okay.
All right, because I don't like the fact. Like I said, I don't know. There was even action on the card one time where it came on you know on the phone and it says you know did you make this purchase and it was like I don't know $31 and something cents at Petco and I'm like, but I never shop at Petco. You know, so how did that
yeah.
come from me, you know? And I thought, well, I don't know if that's from me because I never shopped at Petco. And I sent someone else
right.
to Petco, but they used my cash. So I said it couldn't have been them using it because they didn't take the card with.
Yeah. Yeah, don't worry. We'll get it squared away, Lori. I think I can hear you good now, and this is the best that my internet's been working all day, so I'm kind of excited. But
like I know, I was getting worried too, because I'm like, at first thing, because, I mean, every time I called, it was like going to voicemail. I wait for a little while, and it goes to voicemail, and I'm like, well, she couldn't be on the phone. Even when you're on the phone, it goes to voicemail. And I thought, okay.
Yeah,
you know, I mean,
I think I told Doug when you called in that if he could tell you that I was having some internet problems. So I don't know if he was able to relay the message, but I'm happy that it's working now. So that's good.
Who's Doug?
Yay.
Doug
is someone that took an inbound call earlier, and he let me know
Yeah, because when I called back, and you know, but he gets so nosy. Well, who is this? And I'm like, Lori. And I said, she knows that. I've been just talking to her, you know? I mean, I'm not an entity or anything.
No, he sent me a message, and he put Lori's on the line, and I told him, I'm having connectivity and internet issues. Please tell her I'll call back. So he said, okay.
Yeah, he just said that you'd call right back, but he didn't say anything about the problem.
Oh, my gosh. That was the most important thing because I couldn't call back right away because I was having the problem. So.
And that's what I said. Oh, I said, well, she said she's going to call back right away. I was like, but she hasn't. So I was like, I better call. And I said, well, either it's me or you. I don't know what's going on. But I said, what happens if I get down there? I don't want to get down there. And then the money's, you know, gone all of a sudden, you know.
Yeah. And you know what's the funniest thing is that we all work remotely now. So when the internet went out for me working, my granddaughter's over today. And she kept saying, I can't watch my movie. Like the world had come to an end. And I told her, well, then go play with the dogs. There's a lot that you can do without the internet. You know, I'm like, go throw the ball for them or chase them around the backyard.
You know what's funny? Yeah. You know, I have someone who helps me too. I have someone who helps me too, you know? Oh, but you're interrupting my TV show. Really? And I said, oh, for God's sake, the rerun will be back in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, exactly. Or you can watch it online streaming. My dad's that way. He's 81 years old. So if I call him, he'll be like, Tina, I can't talk. I'm watching a movie. And I'm like, Dad, do you have Netflix? You could probably watch it anytime on Netflix.
I don't know. And then he pulls something like, well, I'm recording something then. And I'm like, you do know it. Well, turn off. All by itself.
Yeah.
And then you're like, but now I'm on the phone, and I'm like, okay, seriously? And I said, if you don't touch the phone, it goes to a black screen. It won't erase anything. It'll stay right there. And then when you come back, all you do is swipe your screen, and it'll come popping right back up. You won't do it. And he's like, no, it won't. I mean, God, what planet is he from?
So let me get this clear now because I think it's 2:30 there right now. You're going to go to the bank right now and call me once you
Yeah, I'm going to walk down that way. Yes. And like I said, and it's cold outside. Holy crap.
I was just going to say stay warm and dry for sure.
So they said it's going to be, you know, then they're on the news saying, well, it's going to be really cold, and, you know, in the freezer kind of thing. And I'm like, you do know 32 degrees is the freezing point anyways.
Yes, yeah.
So if we're in the freezer, it could be 32 on down, you know, and they say single digits, and I'm like, you do know what state you live in, right?
Yeah, yep, I know,
people
I know.
Down, they go, oh, it's too cold out there, it must be 5 degrees, I don't know how I can handle this, and I'm like, you do live in this state, right?
Right, what were
it's
you
like,
expecting?
It's like it's not new to you, it's not like it's new to them, they act like it's new every year.
Every
I mean, it's like that's stupid. And then when the summer comes, I've never heard such wimps. Oh, it's too hot, I don't want to go outside. And I'm like, my God, what is wrong with you people? You never make it in any goddamn state at all.
Yeah. I think
more
that
cold.
I think that I was more warm blooded when I lived in Chicago because I remember growing up in Chicago and having the cold below freezing temperatures. And I kind of got used to it, and now I'm here in California, and if it dips down, it's like freezing to me, you know? It's so funny. I think I got my, like, thinner blood living out here. So,
well, you know, when I first, here's the thing, you know, because I first came to visit Minnesota. This was a while ago, you know, when I first came to visit Minnesota, me and my friends hop a plane, you know, and here we are in our summer clothes, you know, and everything else, you know, like, Florida people, this is what you do, you know? And it was
yeah.
May. And you figure, okay, every state's warm in May, right? Well, wrong. Because here we are coming out of the plane and everybody's wearing freaking parkas. Jackets and everything. And we're like, and we just thought it was awfully cold air conditioning coming from the, you know, from the airport when you're getting off the plane. We're like, damn, they got the air conditioning on strong. And they're going, I know it's really cold. And then everybody's looking at us like we're idiots. And we're looking at them like, what the hell? And I'm like, hell no. And they said, what's this cold in May?
Yeah.
You know, so yeah,
have,
I mean, it's like, I never knew that. I never knew Minnesota could be cold in May.
Yeah, we have, like, right now it's 69 outside, but down at the beach it's probably, like, 65. There will be people down there right now that's swimming in the ocean with no wetsuit or what have you, and we always kind of joke, and we say, oh, they must be visiting from one of the cold states because they think this is warm. Like,
right?
The people that live here, we wouldn't go swimming in 50-degree water, you know, but the people that come from the cold states, they're loving it. They're down there swimming, and I can usually tell right away that they're from a cold state like that because they will be, like, so white, like they haven't been out in the sun all winter. Like the people that live here, we all kind of maintain a little bit of color just from going in and out of the car and whatnot, you know.
You know,
so
I know,
like,
a lot of Minnesotans are pretty white here, you know. But you know what?
Yeah,
I turn naturally dark. I turn naturally dark in the summer. My skin naturally turns darker in the summer. Not because I go out and tan, it's because it just turns naturally darker in the summer. I'm already colored, you know. You know what I mean.
Yeah,
I already got
a
darker skin tone, but I it kind of gives me the creeps when you see these pasty white people and they look like ghosts.
Yeah. I feel that way too. And you know, everybody has a different thought on that because, my mom was a lot more fair skinned than I am because she stays inside, you know, when she was, you know, elderly. And so her Chinese friend said, oh, you're so beautiful. Your skin is lighter than your daughter's. And I thought, isn't that funny? Because when I'm out in the sun and I can't get enough of it, I'm always trying to tan and get a little bit of color. But to her, she thought it's prettier the whiter your skin is, you know? So I'm like, who knows?
Yeah, I don't know. You know what, though? Here's the funny thing. People don't understand that. You know, I turn naturally black when I tan.
I turn
really dark. I mean, it takes me 4 hours to turn so dark, like the walls on my, in the house, you know?
Yep.
And people, and you got people saying, where did you go, Florida? I'm like, no. And I'm like, why would you ask that? And they go, oh my God. It looked like you went to Florida. You must have spent days out there. And I'm like, this is only a 4 hour thing here. I said, I don't have to go nowhere to get tanned.
You know what? If you wanted to get a lot of attention, you could tell a lot of stories. You could be like, oh no, I just got back from Hawaii.
Well, your phone was crackling again that time, so, but I heard you.
I hear it. Okay, anyhow, I'll let you go, Lori, and I'll talk to you in a little bit, okay?
Okay.
Okay, talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.